Hi folks, today I have to present to you a talk with Miss Peggy Carswell of Comox Valley and how she came in contact with Dr. Debal Deb and brought him to the northeastern province of Assam in India to teach the locals on seed preservation. So tell us, Peggy, the circumstances which brought you in contact with Debal.
Yeah. It's a longer story. The reason we were aware of Dr. Deb's work is that we have been very concerned about the loss of local seed varieties in Assam. And so several years ago, we made contact with him at his office in West Bengal before he moved to Orissa. And I made arrangements for one of my staff members to go down and visit him. And for a number of reasons, that didn't happen. But over the last 3 years, we periodically have kept in touch with him and certainly followed his work. And this year, when I arrived in Assam, we had decided to organize a seed-saving event in Assam to raise awareness on the part of the farmers and so on. So I was working with my co-worker from Dig Boy, Assam, Pompey Ghosh. And Pompey is the one who's kept in touch with Dr. Deb regularly. So when we were discussing what kind of a program we could arrange, I said to Pompey, well, why don't we just call Dr. Deb in? He would be a perfect person to have. He would draw lots of people, and he's so knowledgeable. So we quickly got onto the internet, looked up his phone number on the internet, phoned him, and amazingly, he happened to be in Bengal with his family and took the call. And immediately was able to tell us that he had some work that would take him to Shillong at the end of February and had 2 days, only 2 days, that he could spare to come and work with us. So we had a program to take him to Jorhat, where we wanted to introduce him to Mohan Bora and the students in the school where Mohan had been working. So we picked him up at the airport, and Mohan and Kel and Aaron and other volunteers from Canada took him to one of the schools, where he was delighted to discover that the students and the principal had actually set up a fairly significant seed-saving project. And there's some lovely photographs of all of the different seeds that the students had collected from their families. They had projects where they made books and they collected all of the information about what made the seed variety important, particularly the paddy, the rice variety, the characteristics, what kind of soil it grew in, why it was different from other rice varieties. And then the children brought the samples of the rice to the school, and the school is actually setting up an area where they're going to be cultivating out some of these rice and vegetable varieties. So there's a lovely photograph of Debal with a young woman, a young student, about 8 years old, who has his arm around her, and you can see the light in his eyes that this whole concept of saving seeds is starting to come up in the younger generation. Then they proceeded to a high school area and a large school, and that school also has a very, very large program, and they have land outside the school campus where they're going to be growing out some of these varieties of seeds. And Mohan Bora, for his part, he has been, now I think he's collected over 100 varieties of the traditional rice that are grown in different parts of Assam. And some of those rice are suited to dry conditions, some are suited to saline, salty solution situations. Some of the most interesting ones that he showed us are rice that grows on Majuli Island. And Majuli is an area that's subject to flooding every year. So the rice that grows in that area over many, many hundreds of years has developed a characteristic that allows the stalk of the rice to grow up to 12 feet, sometimes 15 feet high, so that when the waters rise, the stalk of the rice will be still held above the water. So Mohan's got some fabulous photographs that he's taken, along with some very, very wonderful video interviews in Assamese interviewing farmers from different parts of the Sound to talk about the important varieties, traditional varieties, and to help raise awareness amongst people that although some people may choose to grow some of the commercial hybrid varieties, that these traditional varieties have special characteristics that are very important for sustainability. They're important to the culture of the Sound because many of them were used at festival times and have some of them have special nutritional qualities that make them very good for dealing with things like diabetes. So I'm really taking my hat off and really honoring the hard work of groups and people like Dr. Deb and like Mohan Bora who are working so hard to help people understand that they need to understand themselves that protecting and growing out local seed varieties is the only way to ensure sustainability for the future.
And he spent those time with the children as you arranged instead of talking with them.
That's true. By the end of his visit, he was saying that after having worked for so many years with organizations and government agencies in India, that there are many times he was feeling discouraged. And farmers, you know, everywhere are being given so much conflicting information that sometimes we're not sure that the work we're doing, the educational work we're doing, is really going to result in any long-term change. But when he saw the excitement and the involvement of the families of these children, I think he felt that, you know, our future is in the hands of our children. And by getting these children excited and informed and then getting the information out to their families, it's consumers and it's small individual family farmers who also have the ability to bring about big change. So I think he said to us several occasions before we left that having connected with those children, although he hadn't understood initially that it would be a meaningful experience for him, helped charge his batteries and helped give him hope and was one of the highlights of this short stay in Assam.
Wonderful.